Joey.
What up, dog? We're here to inform you all about CLMS's dances.
Oh, great. I was wondering about those.
Yeah. I know all about the dances, like how to act, which ones to go to, what to wear, and to have dates or not.
Super.
Yes. First off, at the dances, you can't act like a loser. You have to actually socialize and be friendly.
Oh, so I shouldn't just stand around by myself?
No. You need to find a group of people that you know and hang around with them.
Oh, that sounds cool. What else do I need to know?
Well, you shouldn't go to the first dance if you're in sixth grade because you don't know that many people. Also, don't go to the Halloween dance if it's on Halloween because it's never fun. If you go to the winter dance, you have to wear a suit or a very nice dress.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Should I have a date to the dances?
Good question. You should only have a date to the winter dance, because if you have a date to any other dance, then you're only limited to one person to dance with.
That sounds good. I wouldn't want to only dance with one person.
Exactly. You are a genius.
So what do we wear?
Well, like I said before, at the winter dance, it's pretty fancy. Girls wear nice dresses or skirts, and boys wear dress clothes and usually a tie.
Wow, that sounds exciting. I love dress shopping. So what about the other dances? Do we get to wear cute stuff there?
Nah, we have to wear a dress code because it's normally right after school ends.
Oh, gotcha. Well, what about all of our stuff? I wouldn't want to dance with my backpack.
Well, when the bell rings, kids go to the library to drop off their stuff and go to the cafe and they begin to boogie.
Sounds like a blast.
You betcha.
Well, Joey, I think your dance 101 really helped me out. I know what to wear, where to go, what to do, and what not to do, and even where to put my stuff. Thanks so much.
No problem, but I have one more question.
Sure.
Will you be my date to the next dance?
No, thanks. I don't want to dance with one person.
Shucks.